put forward a plea on behalf of the Canadian peasant.
Yes, that's right.
How would that have served his main objective?
On to show that the Minister of Justice, I mean the legal secretary as such, you see, could not speak for the Canadian peasantry, for instance, and that the legal secretary had been delaying very much his certificate, the settlement, and couldn't understand the problem fully. And it was an urgent problem so far as the Canadian Singhalese were concerned.
But how could certificates of settlement be given to the Indians, help the Canadians?
You have only a limited number. There were certain qualifying.
Others would be excluded?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned the fact that George Hall's son was a friend of G.G. Ponnambaran's. How friendly were they? And
I can't say, but it was believed that he could have influenced, Ponnambaran could have influenced George Hall through the Hall son.
How do you know about this friendship?
It was common knowledge at the time. I believe Trevor Smith mentioned it.
I was wondering whether at the same time as you were in London, Ponnambaram and others, minority groups, were also doing their own type of lobbying.
Oh yes, there were lots of cables, as I told you before, I think, sent over.
Did there
was a contention that Diaz was speaking only for himself, you see.
Did the Tamil send a deputation?
They did send, I think, Indian. Ceylon, Ajax Perry,
What about the Chamber of Commerce over here? What sort of...
I am not impressed with any arguments for or against put forward by the Chamber of Commerce. Why? Because...
There's a story that Newnham and even Pakeman and others were encouraging the Tamils to press for their demand.
They may have done it when they were being lobbied. But that had very little effect, I must say. Mm-hmm. One thing, the soldiering constitution came back without much difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
But the disappointment was that dominion status was not given as expected.
I was wondering whether later on, perchance, you, after the elections, after our first elections, you had any knowledge of these talks at Yamuna? I mean, in the sense that...
I have heard of Srinisanga.
I was wondering whether you were present with DSN Nayaka and you knew his attempts to scuttle this plan.
No, DSN Nayaka wasn't... his preoccupation at the time was to form a party. He was always counting on the personal following he had. But he was advised that he should have a party.
Well, I think I've keeping you from
lunch. Thank you very much.
End of interview with Sir Arthur G. Ranasinghe on the 12th of August 1967.
My brother had a 7 boy, below about that size. He disappeared for 4 days. When during the rats, he went, then he came with Tristan Watson and chased him out of the place. So, people get something, the crowd will join as soon as they find a place broken.
You see, both maintain that because the riots broke out at the same time, it must have been organized.
No, I don't think.
Don't you think that rumor was a sufficient connecting factor? I mean, the rumor was sufficient to stir the people up?
I think there might have been some religious thing about it.
Religious
feeling. That was the real cause, the religious. Government should have stopped that. And should have allowed the procession to pass the mosque just as they could compel the A woman. The Romans objected to some Hindu procession of the Gambo.
Yes, you remember that. I remember that. Recently?
It happened about 20 years ago, 15 or 20 years ago in Stubbs' time. I think Stubbs' government, I'm not sure. They didn't want the Roman Catholics didn't want the Hindus to pass their churches for cooking or whatever it is, and government imposed it. The military were their major bulkhead. And they had to bodily carry women from the road and chuck them to the other side. And the procession passed and there'd be no trouble since then. Never. Mm-hmm. The minister got a stone.